this is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Beginning today, we are coming to you twice a week, Monday and Thursday mornings at 9:20. Over the next several weeks, we will be hearing from the candidates who are running in contested primaries for State House, Senate, and Congress in Southwest Michigan. Coming up, we'll hear from John Bison, who is running for the Republican nomination in the 62nd House District. That includes Battle Creek. But first, a Democratic primary for State House. Dave Buskirk is a longtime Kalamazoo County Commissioner. He's now seeking the Democratic nomination for State House in Michigan's 60th District. That is currently represented by Democrat Sean McCann, who is running for State Senate. Dave Buskirk, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It's enjoyable to be here, and I appreciate you having this time.
Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette is also joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Gordon.
And we'll begin, Dave Buskirk, by having you briefly introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us why you're running for State House.
Sure, Gordon. Thank you. Again, I am Dave Buskirk. I'm a 10-term county commissioner here in Kalamazoo County from the southeast side of the city. Millwood area is where I live. I am a lifelong resident of Kalamazoo, been here my whole life. I grew up in the Edison neighborhood. We knew it as Washington Square back then, and moved to the Millwood neighborhood when I got married. And I've got my wife, Tony, of 40 years, two lovely daughters, son-in-laws, and four grandchildren right now. As I said, I've been on the county board for 20 years. I'm a graduate of a local apprenticeship school here in town, so when it comes to education issues, I'm a strong proponent of not necessarily do you all have to go to a four-year college. I'm a product of what I consider a very good training facility and training program. I've been on the board serving as chair or vice chair for the last 10 years. So half of that time I've been in a leadership role, sharing those leadership roles with others on the board. So it's been a great time in my life moving through these last 20 years, but it started before that. It started about 25 years ago when the county had decided to consider extending the runway at the airport, and they had a curfew at the time, and they still do, by the way, of how the big, noisy, loud jets couldn't fly at certain times. And we garnered about 200 people in my front yard to talk about that, and that's how I got involved with politics starting about that long ago. And then I got appointed to the airport advisory board. And in fact, we encouraged the airport to have local residents from neighborhoods, both in Portage and Kalamazoo, as appointees on that board at the time. And then from that, when the county board seat came open, I decided to run for it.
Okay. Let's get to some questions. Yvonne, first one for Dave Buskirk.
So you've been a county commissioner since 1995. What's inspiring you to throw your hat in the ring for the State House?
Well, first of all, I am retired now from the electrical industry, semi-retired. And not only do I have the time, but I think it's everybody's, and I know this is a cliche everybody uses, but it's everybody's responsibility to buy into your community and serve your community and pay it back as well as you can. And this was a natural fit for me. The constituents have placed me in the position I'm in for the last 20 years because they trust me. And I think there's a lot of that leadership capability and trust that I can take to Lansing and from day one start working together with people I already know in Lansing. And the learning curve perhaps is not quite as long. We do know a lot of people in Lansing and have worked closely with some on some issues, but the one that comes to mind is I actually worked with our couple of state reps on when they passed the tattoo ordinance regarding licensing of tattoo parlors, and then we had to go back and convince the state that they needed to send the money back here and not keep it in the state. So I guess that's a lot of it, why I want to run. I think perhaps, you know, we need good policy in Lansing. We don't need rushed policy. We need policies to retain and create jobs. And, of course, we need policies that support our education funding, whether it's pre-K, K through 12, or higher ed, like here at Western. And I also want to focus on issues that are going to positively impact the least fortunate of our communities, and that being the seniors and the less fortunate, the lower income people. So, and the one thing that everybody wants to work on is our roads and our infrastructure. So,
what would be the Dave Buskirk plan for long-term funding of Michigan roads, and how do you get the money?
Okay, you get the money through taxes. That's the only way you get the money. And I'll answer you right now. Am I in favor of a gas tax hike to in order to better our roads? Yes, if we sit down and work through it step by step and not do what I consider ill-conceived, quick legislation and policy in order to get things done. This last bill that came out of the Senate, I believe, was a 10-bill package in order to get road funding restructured to a point where it would be about half enough money to fix our roads and keep them up. Why? Because for every action, there's a reaction. If you're spending 6%, if there's a 6% sales tax on gas that goes into education, which there is now, then they need to do something different than just throw another tax at the cars, at the gas tax, in order to make it feasible, because they're going to affect other things. Everything they do affects something else, and most people don't even realize it. You know, there's a 6% wholesale tax on fuel that goes to the schools. It has nothing to do with the roads.
So should that be changed? Should gas tax money goes to roads?
Exactly.
But then you got to find
the difference. That's where you have to sit down and each silo, you know, if they're connected now because of bad legislation in the past, where somebody reached in and grabbed something here to help this out over here. I know the legislators probably thought they were doing a good thing, putting a tax on gas to run the schools. But in effect, now as you go to change your gas tax structure, your infrastructure funding, now you're going to affect the school funding too. So they should, in my opinion, they should be separate, but it's going to take a lot to get there. And we're going to have to sit down, and that's why where I come from is we have to sit down and work together on this. We can't just be divisive in Lansing all the time. You got to be able to cross over there and figure out what it is they really want and build a relationship and try and get the consensus built that it takes to get that done. I just think it's bizarre that it takes 10 bills to get road funding done.
Yvonne?
You've mentioned education funding. What would you know, if you could wave a magic wand, what would you like to see happen to education funding? I'm interested in both K-12, preschool, higher ed.
Right.
I mean, what do you think needs to happen?
Well, it's again, it goes back to funding and responsibilities of where those funds come from and the pots of money that they get their funding from. I mean, they all three get them from different places. Pre-K, I think last year was fully funded is for this area. K through 12, you know, as the cuts to education have taken place over the last few years, what's happened is the state, even though they're sending the money back here, they're shifting the responsibility of the legacy costs and everything to local school boards and our local areas. Thus, the dollars don't get to the classroom. Okay, the dollars are spent taking care of costs that should be taken care of probably by the state on the lead end, so we can put the dollars back into the classroom locally. I've said there's the core merit curriculum that's out there right now is a start, but it's got to leave enough flexibility for the local boards and local teachers to input into the classroom what they need. It cookie cutter approaches don't work. Everybody's different. You know, every blade of grass has a different DNA, and every child, every student, every adult that wants to go back to school is different. So the programs can't be cut and dried established, I think, the curriculum. I think there has to be enough flexibility to allow, whether it's preschool, whether it's K through 12, or whether it's higher ed. Now, they all get their money from different places. Higher ed gets it from the general fund. Every time the general fund gets a ding, higher ed gets a ding, and they're forced to raise their tuition to cover those costs, so that gap gets bigger and bigger all the time between what it is it actually costs and what it is that the students can pay and what they get back from the state. So I just think that it's an opportunity to be able to say, you know, if we're going to raise funding and we're going to do funding for education and leave it at education, just like the gas tax issue. If we're going to raise funds for the roads, leave it there. Don't take money away from it. I was with a meeting last week where we said we need our roads fixed, and Fred Upton said, yeah, we do. But our trust fund, the highway trust fund's at zero. And why is it at zero? Because they've taken money out of it over the years and used it for something it wasn't supposed to be used for. Trust funds are entrusted to whatever it is you place them there for. So,
this is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Dave Buskirk. He is a candidate for the Democratic nomination in Michigan's 60th State House District and a longtime Kalamazoo County Commissioner. Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette is also here. Yvonne?
When it comes to, you're talking about working across the aisle and building consensus, this is obviously not something specific to Michigan. It appears to be a national issue.
Yeah.
In terms of polarization. How does one person affect that that kind of change that you're talking about?
Well, you're looking at one who affected the change here in the county. So I think if you take the feeling that you can make a difference, that you do make a difference with either your leadership skills or your experience and your integrity. If you can make a difference to one more person in Lansing, and they make a difference to each one, makes one more difference, it doesn't take long to understand that this is consensus building, and it is good to do that. Your values, you don't have to sacrifice your values to do it. I won't. I won't sacrifice my organized labor values or my Democratic values to do it. I'll still be a progressive Democrat. But in order to invest in the public goods that we need investment in, the infrastructure, the education, and our skills training, we need to be able to work together and figure out a way through that. So one person can make a difference. He makes a difference with one other person, and then they each make a difference, and pretty soon it gets kind of contagious, you know, that, hey, I want to sit down with those people because they get things done. They don't just go up there and talk about it. They get things done, irregardless of whether you're in the majority or minority.
Okay, down to just a couple minutes. Let me ask you about a couple of social issues. The Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, should that be amended to include protections for gay, bisexual, lesbian,
Absolutely.
And transgender people? Would you go a step further than that and support an attempt to repeal the amendment to the state constitution that bans same-sex marriage?
Yeah, I would, yes, personally. I will tell you, as a I don't like tinkering with the constitution. You know, Proposal 2 last time from organized labor was a disaster. So, but I will tell you that my wife and I, along with the late Terry Kozeski and several other people, worked hard on the one Kalamazoo issue here in Kalamazoo a few years back. We were on the founding steering committee. We developed the language for the ballot issue and got it on the street. Absolutely. Kalamazoo County government, I was there when we were the first ones to pass the GLBT issues into our employment policies, as we cannot pass laws and ordinances, but we can put them in our employment policies. The ban on gay marriage is an insult to human beings, in my opinion.
Would you favor anything to decriminalize marijuana in the state?
You know, I don't know that much about that issue right now, but I do know there's some benefits to the medical marijuana. Decriminalizing it, I think, in a city, you know, we can't just keep filling our jail cells up with guys and gals who want to smoke a little marijuana on the weekends. But if it does lead to harder drugs and usage, and it's proven that sometimes it does, then we need to figure out how to help the people, how not just to criminalize it, but sometimes decriminalizing it helps people in their issues when they're using drugs like that too. So there's, you know, I think it's a 50-50 thing. I really do. I know being on the county board, we've had an awful lot of people sitting in our jails that all they did was smoke a joint on the weekend and got caught doing it. So,
okay. As I said, we're kind of at the end here. So yeah. I'm going to ask for a brief answer, even though this may be tough for you to give a brief answer on, but since you mentioned
yes or no are easy.
Sometimes, you did mention proposal 2 from the last election. So, if you are elected to the state house, how much energy, time, and effort would you want to put into repealing the right to work law?
I will put in whatever energy is necessary, providing there's support there to do it. I think there is support to do it. I think the right to work law was passed, perhaps illegally in a closed session. It was rushed. However, I will tell you real simply that it didn't need to be. If people would have paid attention about Proposal 2, the right to work law probably wouldn't even be on the books right now.
If Proposal 2 had passed.
If Proposal 2 hadn't even been on
the ballot. Hadn't been on the ballot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're gonna go up and work together with people and make concessions with people, you have to hold to those concessions all the way through the discussions.
Dave Buskirk, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dave Buskirk is a candidate for the Democratic nomination in Michigan's 60th State House District. He's also a Kalamazoo County Commissioner. And we also want to thank Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Gordon.